KXRN News. I'm John Scott. The deadly severe spring storms that started midweek continue in the U.S. midsection.
Parts of the Midwest and the South have been dealing with catastrophic weather that forecasters warn will continue. In Selmer, Tennessee, Dakota Woods spotted a funnel cloud too close for comfort Wednesday night.
I'm walking down the street. Next thing you know, I look up, the sky's getting black and blacker.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says it's not over yet.
There's been a lot of damage. There have been a lot of tornadoes. There's been loss of life and real devastation across the state. But this storm is going to continue.
Torrential rain flooded highways in Kentucky Friday morning. The National Weather Service says more thunderstorms are lined up and headed for Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. I'm Donna Water.
That severe weather responsible for at least 7 deaths. Also at SRNNews.com, Attorney General Pam Bondi has this warning to all criminals.
More arrests are coming. If you are a gang member living in this country, I'd self-deport right now because we're coming after you.
The Attorney General speaking to WBLG. 3 alleged MS-13 gang members have been federally charged in connection with a killing a decade ago in Florida. Bondi joining law enforcement officials in Fort Lauderdale to promote the Justice Department's efforts to go after that gang. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump White House is applauding the latest job numbers.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said last month's addition of 228,000 jobs was well ahead of the market's expectation. She also pointed to an increase in transportation, construction, and warehousing employment. The White House statement was released against the backdrop of tariff-induced turmoil in the global financial markets.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report. This is SRN News. More states are fighting back against online pornography.
Wyoming is the latest to pass a law requiring that porn websites verify that a user is 18 years old before allowing him to access any content. Wyoming joins 20 other states, including Texas, Idaho, Florida, and Virginia, which have adopted similar statutes. The Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to the Texas statute, with a decision expected sometime this summer. The plaintiffs are leading online pornographers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California man's attorneys say he'll plead guilty to trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Nicholas Roski was armed when he was arrested near Kavanaugh's home in Maryland 3 years ago. Roski told police he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court intended to overrule Roe v. Wade. That draft led to protest. This is SRN News. President Trump's appointee to run the Department of Labor, taking back money states should have finished spending years ago.
Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer said that she has recovered $1.4 billion in unused funding that states were holding on to from pandemic-era programs, according to a news release posted on the Labor Department's website. Chavez de Remer says that she's not done putting cash into the Department of Treasury's general fund. The release said that there is action being taken to recover another $2.9 billion. Although a 2023 audit uncovered the fact that states were holding on to money to which they had no claim, it took until Chavez de Remer's arrival at the department to begin taking it back. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Texas Senate has unanimously approved a major water bill to tackle the state's looming water crisis. Senate Bill 7 focuses on creating new water sources and includes strategies like desalinization, produced water treatment plants, and reservoir projects. More details at SRNNews.com.